You're listening to the Book Club at 91.7 on WVXU and WMUB. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Mark Purcell. You may know Austin Kleon from his first book, Steal Like an Artist, or maybe his second, Show Your Work. Well, now Austin Kleon continues his campaign with the Steal Like an Artist Journal, a notebook for creative kleptomaniacs. Gives me great pleasure to welcome back to the Book Club at 91.7, Austin Kleon. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me back.
Full disclosure here, I am an unabashed fan of your work and have loved Steal Like an Artist and Show Your Work. I try to apply them as well as I can in my day-to-day life, but still fall a little bit short. Is that part of the motivation for the Steal Like an Artist journal? Because you had so many people go, well, I love this, but I just can't quite make it happen?
Yeah, I feel like, the journal is supposed to be a kind of daily crash course in creativity, and for me personally, keeping a notebook is really the creative heart of what I do. It's what everything stems from. And so I want people to keep up a daily notebook habit. But it's hard, you get a blank notebook and it's those blank pages just stare at you, it can be kind of terrifying. And so when I was growing up in Ohio, my teacher, Mrs. Neff, she taught English, and she had this great thing that she did every day. She gave us a prompt on the board and told us what to write about. And just having that prompt made it so much easier to fill the pages of your notebook. So I guess in a way I stole from Mrs. Neff, and the Steal Like an Artist Journal is like taking Mrs. Neff's class. Instead of having completely blank pages, you got a little prompt at the top that gets you started.
Well, I have to say, when I get my copy of the Steal Like an Artist Journal, I loved it, because it does provide you with a little bit of structure, that little bit of prompt, that little bit of push that you really need each day to keep up a notebook. And I understand that you've been keeping a notebook for journals or notebooks throughout your career, right?
Yeah, for almost 20 years now. I started Mrs. Neff's class when I was about 12 or 13, and I'm 32 now. So it's been a part of my life ever since.
So in finding these prompts, and it's not all prompts. Sometimes it's a list. Sometimes, fill in these little balloons, speech balloons. How did you decide which prompts might work the best? Because they all, even just thumbing through as I sit here, it's like, because they're very lively little prompts you have here, Austin.
Well, I want writing and keeping a notebook to be fun. Creativity has been built up into this big, huge thing that all these people in their TED Talks talk about. And it's like, creativity needs to be fun. Like, writing and drawing and keeping a notebook needs to be fun. And so I wanted these exercises to feel like a game, I wanted it to almost feel like a Sudoku book or like a, one of those old Klutz books I used to get when I was a kid. I think that so much of getting started, if you can turn your writing into a little game or an exercise, it's so much easier to get started. And that was really what I was going for. I want keeping a journal to be fun for people, because fun is where real creativity starts.
Well, speaking of real creativity, I suppose I have been remiss in not having you remind people what it is to steal like an artist, because a lot of times there's a negative, connotation when it comes to steal. But tell the folks what steal like an artist actually means.
Right. So a lot of people hear the word steal and they forget the like an artist part.
yes.
When I was first starting out, I thought art and creativity and writing was all about being original. And when you start digging, you realize that all creative work builds on what came before. All of the greats, anyone you can think of, they studied the greats that came before them, and they stole little bits and pieces from the people, from those thinkers, but then also little bits and pieces from the world around them and their everyday lives. And what they did is they took all these pieces that they stole and they smashed them together, and they started kneading them together like clay. And then they transformed those things that they stole and turned them into something new, something that was their very own. And that's what they put out into the world. And so to steal like an artist isn't just to rip off. it's to remix, to take those little bits and pieces and turn them into something of your own. Because, you know, you always hear that saying, oh, imitation is flattery. Imitation is never flattery. It's the transformation that's flattery, taking the things that you've stolen and turning them into something of your own.
I'm talking with Austin Kleon, the best-selling author of Steal Like an Artist and Show Your Work. His newest effort is the Steal Like an Artist Journal, a notebook for creative kleptomaniacs. You can learn more about it at WVXU.org. And yes, steal does have a negative connotation, and in the beginning of the Steal Like an Artist Journal, you do delineate what's good theft versus bad theft. Share some of that delineation.
So, yeah, when we're talking about theft, it brings up the Godard, the great Godard quote. He said, it's not where you take things from, it's where you take them to. And so good theft is about really studying the people that you're stealing from, not just stealing the style, but stealing the thinking behind the style. You know, you don't want to look like your heroes, you want to see like your heroes. And so really digging in and figuring out what they were about. It's about, you know, one of my favorite quotes is from a guy named Wilson Misner that not a lot of people know about, but they've heard what he said. He said, if you rip off one author, it's plagiarism. If you rip off 100 authors, it's research. That's like, you know, you got to take little bits and pieces from everyone and not just swipe things wholesale. And it's also about, you know, not imitating but transforming, like we talked about before. And one of the most important points that I think people forget is I'm a big advocate of talking about your influences, talking about the people that you're stealing from, shining a light on them and sharing their work, because that is the way to have honor amongst thieves, is to be clear and straightforward about your influences.
Well, as I said, you've been such an influence on my life, and with your book, Steal Like an Artist, I've tried to put into practice some of the suggestions there and found it difficult. And I'll go back to kind of what I asked earlier. Was that a reaction from many that prompted you to make Steal Like an Artist into a journal?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people, you know, they read Steal Like an Artist, and it got something going for them. But, you know, it's hard every day to keep the habit and to keep that in mind. And so we wanted, again, that kind of creative crash course, that like daily practice that people can have. And so I really wanted the journal to be this kind of interactive tour guide, in a sense, of really practicing these ideas and seeing them in your own life. And so that was the idea of doing a journal, is to give something, you know, one of the, you know, the three tips in the back of the journal are: carry it with you every day, so you always have it nearby. Two, do one of the exercises every day, so set aside time to spend with your notebook. And three, just repeat those first two steps until the pages are full. And at the end, the hope is that the journal has trained you to be that creative kleptomaniac, to be that person that pays attention to their world and to the little mundane details that you can turn into something sublime.
Very interesting, as I go through and look at these prompts, to see how they might provoke you out of your thinking rut, if you may. You know, things like 10 things I could have done but didn't. You know, you say turn on a radio, switch a station every 10 seconds, transcribe everything you hear. You know, these little things that will have you making connections that you might not usually, because you're in the doldrums of everyday life, I suppose you could say.
I think we're in this culture right now in which we've never been bombarded with more ideas or more images and influence. We're constantly being influenced all day, and we're having ideas thrown at us all day, and we're being inspired. But what we don't do is we don't take time to access all that stuff that's swirling around in our brains. We're a culture of distraction. You know, we're inundated with emails and Twitter notifications on our phone and people texting us and TV. And I think what I love about a notebook is it's a private, quiet space that you can go to every day and access those ideas that you're having all day and get at that stuff that's swirling around in your brain and getting it down on paper so you can see it for what it is, and then you can actually do something with it.
The Steal Like an Artist Journal, a notebook for creative kleptomaniacs, available where books are sold. Put together by Austin Kleon, New York Times bestselling author of Steal Like an Artist and Show Your Work. Details about the book in Austin at our website, wvxu.org. And I wanted to ask Austin, and I saw, I think in some of the publicity material somewhere, that this was a question that was posed to you. The analog digital question. Okay, why a paper notebook to keep a journal versus, you know, when we're carrying around our smartphone or our pads or, you know, our laptops, why not just keep it on the laptop or my phone?
It's a great question, and I think it's because, you know, for me, paper is a brilliant technology. A lot of people think of technology as futuristic stuff, but, you know, paper and pen is a technology. And the thing I love about paper as a technology is it's a very dumb technology. It only does, a paper notebook only does one thing. It absorbs ink, and you could tape stuff into it. And, you know, it only does one thing, and it doesn't talk back at you. That's what I love about a paper notebook. I mean, the thing about using the computer in your work is that we have this tool that's also, we don't just use it to create things. It talks back at us. It sends us, you know, we get emails and all those notifications and stuff. I love how dumb a paper notebook is. And I also love that a notebook is a private space. I like to say that a notebook is a good place to have bad ideas. We live in this culture now in which everyone's connected. Everyone's got their blog. Everyone's got their Twitter. And we feel like, it feels to me like we're a first draft culture, that we have ideas and then we immediately spew them out onto our social media and stuff like that. And I think people tell social media stuff that they should tell their journals, you know, because I want the second or third draft of your thoughts. I don't want the raw, you know, the raw stuff. And so I think a notebook is a great antidote to all of this. It's a place that you can go that's private and quiet, and you can go there to have bad ideas and to get those bad ideas out, because that's how you get to the good ideas.
Well, speaking of stealing like an artist, I also read somewhere that this was inspired and influenced by notebooks of great artists and thinkers, well, beyond yourself, having used your own journals and notebooks in this project. Who influenced this Steal Like an Artist journal the most, do you think?
Oh, man. Well, you know, the biggest, the notebook keeper that you just can't get away from is Da Vinci. I mean, we still have Da Vinci's notebooks, and he still makes all of us look 500 years behind the times, you know? I mean, he amazing stuff. And then I just had this huge, it was almost, again, you know, that Wilson Misner quote, don't steal from one, steal from many, and then you can call it research. I just took pages from all sorts of different artists, people as diverse as like Jean-Michel Basquiat or Marie Curie, who we still have her notebooks and they're still radioactive.
Yes.
Darwin's notebook is great, Charles Darwin. Darwin kept a list of books he wanted to read in the back of his notebook. So the Steal Like an Artist journal has a blank spot to keep track of books you want to read and music you want to listen to and movies you want to see. So I just stole from everyone. I mean, and that was the fun for me, is going back through my files and just looking at all these great notebooks and figuring out what I could use for this one.
Well, there's a little bit of other technology involved in the Steal Like an Artist journal, the notebook for creative kleptomaniacs, because it has the elastic band for place marking and a special pocket in the back. Talk about the swipe file in the back.
Right. So the swipe file is something I stole from some newspaper reporters I know. You know, at a newspaper, they keep what's called a morgue file, and it's all the dead clippings from you know, articles from the past. I like that idea, so I came up with my swipe file, which is, that's a place to save little scraps and bits and pieces from your life, little pieces of ephemera like ticket stubs and receipts and stuff. You throw that kind of stuff in the swipe file, and then when you need inspiration, you open up the swipe file and you dump it out and you look at what you have. So, yeah, in the back of the notebook, there's a little envelope, your own personal swipe file.
Well, I know we only have a moment left. I wanted to ask you what you hope people will get out of keeping the Steal Like an Artist journal.
I think the best thing that could happen from keeping the Steal Like an Artist journal is that you learn to pay attention to your life. You're that creative kleptomaniac. You're always casing the joint. you're always looking for those little diamonds in the rough of your life, those little mundane details that you can turn into something great. And that's the best thing that a journal and a notebook could do. It could teach you how to pay attention to your life and find the things in it worth using in your work.
Well, Austin, thank you for your time this morning, and thank you again for the inspiration.
Mark, it's always a pleasure, and I hope to talk to you next time.
Austin Kleon, New York Times bestselling author of Steal Like an Artist and Show Your Work, out now with the Steal Like an Artist Journal, a notebook for creative kleptomaniacs. You can learn more about Austin and everything he does at our website, wvxu.org. This is the Book Club at 91.7. Been listening to the Book Club at 91.7. Technical director for the show is Rick Andrus. Producers Kevin Reynolds. Assistant producers Catherine Cunningham. Web guru is Jim Nolan. And I'm Mark Purcell. Next time, a conversation with Paula Hawkins. Her first novel, the thriller The Girl on the Train, is an international bestseller. Lizzie Skernick will discuss her Language Lover's Guide to Chorgasms, Povertunity, Brattling, and many other much-needed terms for the modern world. Her book is titled That Should Be a Word. Plus, the Frank Lloyd Wright Field Guide by Thomas Hines. It has pictures and info on every existing Frank Lloyd Wright building or house. Lots of fun heading your way next Saturday on the Book Club at 91.7. Weekend Edition is next on WVXU. Happy Halloween.